Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
This is the MoneyWise podcast, and I am Sheetal. I get to dive deep with our special guests and our experts and figure out the things that will help you make better investment decisions, will help your money grow. And today we're going to look at the financial services, and we've decided to figure out what the sector is really about. And to help us understand the area a bit better, we have Sumeet Agrawal. He's senior fund manager with Bandhan AMC since October of 2016. He's a solid mix of sell side and buy side fundamental research and portfolio management, and he's also very passionate about the subject. Therefore, thank you so much, Sumeet, for joining us one more time on the MoneyWise podcast.
Thank you so much, Sheetal. Thanks for having me on the show.
And you know, we've observed in recent times that the recurring global shocks have been fanning the flames of turbulence in this global economic environment in the recent times. And the India economy has also grappled with some challenges, but its innate resilience and financial stability has led to an eventual pickup in the growth momentum. Plus, we are also hearing and seeing that India has remained among the world's fastest growing major economies, contributing more than 12% to global growth on average during the last 5 years itself. And financial services is an integral part of this growth engine. So it would be useful for our listeners to understand the constituents of the sector.
See, traditionally, the financial services in India were dominated by mostly banks, you know, and a large number of banks in our memories, be it from private sector or public sector banks. But today, the landscape has changed materially. The number of companies available today versus what it was about 10 or 15 years ago, that number of companies have expanded multiple times. So today, financial services offers not only banks, but it's a wide spectrum of investment opportunities, and it's available across segments. In fact, if you ask me to put a number, so broadly, there are about five large sectors and about 19 to 20 subsectors available within the financial services space. I'll just name a few of them so that it becomes easier for the audience. So basically, the largest sector, of course, is banks, so wherein you have public sector and private sector banks. There are some new age banks which were licensed by RBI, known as small finance banks or payments. This is the piece which we traditionally have always understood to be the front runner of financial services. However, in addition to that, in the last 5 to 10 years, we have seen some new sectors emerge like insurance. So today you have a number of general insurance companies, standalone health insurance companies, even life insurance companies, which are available in the public markets. There is another sector called capital markets. So today you will find a lot of asset management companies which are listed. There are depositories, they are register and share transfer agents. There are exchanges, financial product distribution companies, rating agencies, and whatnot. So essentially, the segment has actually quite broadened in the last 5 to 10 years. There's a new, entire new set of segment called fintechs, you know. So you and me would be using the Paytms and the Google Pays of the world. And you'll be surprised that the sheer number of fintechs that has evolved, which is involved in the financial services space, that has grown at a very rapid pace, and it is enabling people to take advantage of the technology platform, the Aadhaar-enabled payment devices, and all this thing is only going to grow. So all in all, financial services is a very wide sector versus what the perception is, which is just restricted to the banks. Yeah. And in all, it offers a good opportunity for people to actually participate in that.
What's in it for me as an investor? What is it that investors should understand about financial services from the point of view of wanting to invest perhaps in the sector? If that's a question in their mind, like what should I be looking at? What would you tell them?
Obviously, the primary question that comes to mind before making any investment is the potential returns that probably the investment will make. And for that, we'll delve into the data in the past. So if you look at the past data from 2005 till today, on a CAGR basis, the broader market index have compounded at about 13.5%. But if you look at a financial services benchmark, which is, let's say, Nifty Financial Services TRI, that index itself has compounded at about 17%, which is 200 to 300 basis points higher over so many years. Mm. So in absolute rupees terms, let's say if you would have invested, 1 rupee would have become 10x in the market, but right, it would have become 18x in the financial services index. Mm. Obviously, as a standard disclaimer, past performance is not a guarantee of future returns. Right. But still, to a large extent, it indicates the wealth creation that particularly this sector is presenting. And there is enough demonstration in the past with this data, which I've just shared.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
The global mutual fund assets market had a revenue holding of $50 trillion in 2021. It is expected to cross $135 trillion by 2030, growing at a CAGR of 11.5% between 2022 and 2030.
Personal finance simplified only on MoneyWise.
What are the sectors or subsectors within financial services that are under-penetrated or in that sense have potential for more growth? And we also hear that, you know, pink papers are saying that mutual funds are witnessing a robust SIP inflow. So that would also be good for our listeners to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, there's an effort made from AMFI side about Mutual Fund Sahi Hai campaign, and there's an increased awareness about mutual funds, which is much, much better than what it was perhaps in the last 5 years or so. But still, if you see today, Sital, only 3.7 crores is the number of the unique MF investors in the country. And you know what, a population is north of 130, 140 crores. Yeah. So basically, only 2.5 to 2.6 to 2.7% of the population is invested in mutual funds. So that itself reflects a lot on the potential of this sector as a whole. Mm-hmm. Even if you look at the mutual fund assets to GDP, which is kind of a ratio which we see on to compare globally, the mutual fund assets currently are only about 16% in India. For the world average, this number is about 70%. And if you look at some of the developed economies like the USA and the UKs of the world, probably that number is north of 100%. So essentially, the underpenetration presents a very significant growth potential. Same is the case with insurance. So if you look at the life insurance premium, again, as a percentage of GDP, that number is about 4.1%. For the global economy, for the developed world, that number is north of 11-12%. So still, again, a 3x room to grow.
Right.
So this underpenetration, despite of, you know, being equipped with mobile digital capabilities, still the underpenetration offers a large opportunity for growth for the future.
And, you know, while we know that you're not really an astrologer, that is not your forte, I want to lean on the benefit of your wisdom and guidance, your experience, to understand what could be the possible opportunities that lie ahead in this sector. What can we look forward to in the near to short term?
Just to recap, in about last 7 to 8 years, three key things have happened, which is leading to a large growth.
Mm-hmm.
You would have heard this technical term called, you know, JAM, which we call it Jandan account, mobile and Aadhaar. So today, roughly 90% of the population above 50 years of age group is technically having a bank account in the form of a Jandan account. You know, roughly there are about 48 crores account today versus 11 crores account, let's say, in 2015. Similarly, Aadhaar, you know, roughly 95% of the population is actually covered by Aadhaar. I think there are about 133 crores Aadhaar card which are issued already. You won't believe, on the mobile side, India actually sold about, you know, some 40 crores smartphones in the last 6 years.
Wow.
Today we are about 78 crores mobile data subscribers. So when you imagine all these three things together, having a smartphone in hand, having a linked bank account, having a digital infrastructure like Aadhaar for your KYC and ease of doing business, all this has led to emergence of digital payments, like you and me and our colleagues. Very happily, we keep using UPI, IMPS, and various other payment platforms.
Right.
Today, if you see the proportion of the volumes which get transacted through UPI and IMPS, which is like digital payments, you will be surprised that in the last 5 to 7 years, that number has grown from 6% to roughly 60-65% today. And it is only going to grow rapidly. So all this together actually is offering a lot of opportunities ahead for the sector.
Very, very sweet jam is what this really sounds like to my ears right now, Sumit. So thank you for that, putting it in perspective for all of us. Now, here's a question for you. I want to wrap with this. It sounds like, all of this sounds like great opportunities, and most investors would agree with me. But then I don't really have the time or the knowledge to actually spend on looking at the sector for my investments. I also need, say, professional guidance, because I've not also been a finance geek. So is there a fund that is like a well-curated package of the financial services sector, where, you know, I just want to park my money there and put my worries to rest, because I know that a professional fund manager is going to play that role of an anchor for me. So tell me about this area and how one should approach it.
Yeah, it's a very fair question, because ultimately the proof of the pudding should be in eating. So see, this sector is one of the very large sectors available. Roughly 30-35% of the market cap resides in financial services sector. There are many products which are dedicated to financial services, which are available from a number of mutual funds or asset management companies in India. And as I say, the opportunity size is big. We believe even the current times offers an attractive opportunity for investors to invest in this space. And in this context, we have come up with a new product offer from our AMC. The name of the product is Bandhan Financial Services Fund. This is a new fund offer which opens on 10th of July, 2023, and the NFO will close on 24th of July, 2023. It's an open-ended equity scheme, primarily investing in financial services sector. I mean, the background of which I have already given you. Just to keep in mind, this product is actually suitable for investors who are seeking to invest predominantly in equity and equity-related instruments or in the companies engaged in the financial services sector. Moreover, investors who have a relatively higher risk appetite, but at the same time are looking to benefit from a sector from a potential of growth. And last but not the least, as it goes with all the financial advice in the world, before investing, investors should actually consider their mutual fund advisor or distributor. And it is also important to read the offer documents and the fund related documents very carefully, all of which is available on our website.
Well, thank you so much for helping us understand financial services as a space for us to train our attention to on this episode of the MoneyWise podcast. Very important and timely sort of intervention on the episode. Thank you, Sumit. It would not have been possible without you. And I'll always take away something about food. I've realized this, you know, on all the MoneyWise podcast, jam and Bubhi, you know, pudding jam marke, proof of the pudding, you said. So thank you so much for being here and making us all hungry for more. And that would be the mantra. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by Bandhan Mutual Fund. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.